Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Pivov has a very interesting dispute about Edim Zoymimin, and it has ramifications for many, many areas of understanding Edim Zoymimin. And I just want to focus on one of these areas, which is a critical machlokes between the Balamor and the Ramban. Before even getting into the Gemara, let's take a step back. Why is a person ever chayiv Malkus? So the only reason a person could be chayiv Malkus, according to Halacha, is if he was over on a lav. And not just on any lav, but on a lav that meets certain criteria. It has to be a lav sheyesh by maisa. It has to be a lav which is not a lav shebechlois. It has to be a lav which is not nitan las horas misas based in. It's a lav which doesn't ultimately, at some later point in time, carry with it a death penalty. He has to be over on a lav. The lav has to meet specific criteria. And not only that, but we have to be able to demonstrate conclusively that he was over on the lav. If any of these things are missing, if he wasn't over on a lav, or if we couldn't demonstrate that he was over on a lav, or even if he was over on a lav, but it was a wrong type of lav, he doesn't get Malkus. Now, why is it that Edim Zoymimin would be Chayiv Malkus? So when it comes to Edim Zoymimin, it seems that there are really two separate reasons why Edim Zoymimin could be Chayiv Malkus. One of them is because there's a lav for saying false eidos, like Sana Bereacha Eid Shaker. The Torah says, Loi, do not say false testimony against your friend, against your colleague. So anybody who says false testimony is over on the lav of Loisane. But there's another reason why Edim Zoymimin can get Malkus. And that's because the Pasuk says, Vasisim Loi Kasher Zomam Lasis La'achiv, that the mitzvah for Edim Zoymimin is to punish them in the way that they conspired to punish their fellow man. So if they conspired to punish their fellow man with Malkus, then we give them Malkus. But the Malkus that we give them is not because of the lav of Lisana Briacha Eid Shaker. Rather, the Malkus that we give them is because of the mitzvah sasei to based in of Asisam Loi Kasher Zomam Lasis La'achiv. In order for Edim Zoymimin to be potter from Malkus, so we need to undo both of these reasons. In other words, we need there to be a reason not to apply Leisane Bereacha Eid Shaker, meaning it has to be somehow or other that we minimize the impact of this lav on the fate of these Edim. And not only that, but we also have to make sure that Vasisim Loi Kasher Zamam Lasis La'achiv does not demand that we give Malkus to these Edim. So that's the background. An ordinary person can be chayiv Malkus if he was over on a lav, or potter from Malkus if it was a wrong type of lav, or if there's not enough evidence that he was over. Edim Zoymimin can be chayiv Malkus either for the lav of Lisana Bereacha Eid Shaker or because of Asisim Loi Kasher Zomam Lasis La'achiv. And they can be potter from Malkus, right, either because Lisana is neutralized in ways that we have not yet discussed, and because Vasisim Loi doesn't demand that they get Malkus because they weren't trying to convict their friend of a Malkus-worthy crime. Fine. The Gemara says, Ihu Loi Laki, Inhu Heichi Laku. When Edim Zoymimin come to convict a person of kidnapping, if that person doesn't get Malkus, how can the Edim Zoymimin get Malkus? If that person, whom they tried to convict of kidnapping, is not guilty of Malkus, how in the world, fret the Gemara, can the Edim Zoymimin get Malkus? And on the surface, this is a very difficult question. After all, we know that Edim Zoymimin can get Malkus because of Lysana Bereacha Yid Shaker. If two Edim came in, and they were made that Reuven is a ben Grusha, that Reuven is a ben Chalutza. In other words, that he's the son of a Kohen, but he's pasul la'avoda because he's a Chalal. So the halacha is, Zot Gemara on Makos Daf Beis, we give him Malkus. Even though he wasn't trying to convict that other person, the son of the Kayin, he wasn't trying to make that Kayin get Malkus. He was just trying to pass him from doing Avodah in Beis HaMikdash. And even so, the Edim Zoymimin get Malkus for saying false Eidos against this Kayin because of Loisana B'riacha Yishaker. So clearly, Frek de Balamar and Frek de Ramban, there is an instance where the accused, where the defendant in the case, does not get Malkus, and nevertheless, the Edim Zoymimin do get Malkus. That's the case of Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza. So why not say the same thing in our Gemara? That even though the Edim Zoymimin were not coming to convict their the kidnappers, the defendants in this case, of a Malkus-worthy crime, but nevertheless, they themselves should get Malkus because of Leisan Ebereacha Eid Shaker. Why does the Gemara seem to forego, to not see the possibility of Malkus for the Zoymimin, for the Edim Zoymimin, even though there's no Malkus for the Nidoin, for the Baldin, for the defendant? This is the kasha that the Rishonim ask. So the Baal Amar gives a very, very sadistic teretz. The Baal Amar says that the nature of Leisane B'Reacha Eid Shaker is a fluid and flexible nature. When the Edim Zoymimin are coming to convict a person, not for any transgression that he performed, but simply to determine his status, to determine his yichus, perhaps to convict him based on transgressions of his parents, if that's how one understands psulim in yichus, in genealogy, in caste. So in that case, there's no Isser, there's no Avera that they're coming to convict their fellow man for. And therefore, they get Malkus out Leisane. There's nothing that forces the lav of Leisane and the oinish of Leisane to change its identity. However, says the Baal Amar, if the Edim Zoymimin came to convict the defendant of having himself performed an Avera, of having himself been oiver on a lav, in that case, says Baal Amar, the lav of Leisane that is transgressed by the Edim Zoymimin metamorphoses, takes on the characteristics of whichever lav they were trying to convict the defendant of. And that, says the Baal Amar, is the Chiddush HaTorah when it says, Vasisim loy kasher zomam lasis la'achiv. You punish the Edim with the punishment that they wanted to impose upon the defendant. It's not an independent punishment that there's one Isser of Leisane, which sometimes applies, and there's another mitzvah of Vasisim loy kasher zomam lasis la'achiv, which sometimes applies. But rather, Vasisim loy kasher zomam lasis la'achiv modifies, it changes the nature of Leisane B'riacha Eid Shaker. And it tells you that the punishment for Leisane B'riacha Eid Shaker is not only Malkus. The punishment of Leisane B'riacha Eid Shaker is the same as whatever Aveira they wanted to convict the defendant of. Therefore, says the Baal Amar, in our Gemara, where the Edim Zoymimin are coming to convict the defendant of kidnapping, the punishment of Leisane B'riacha Eid Shaker takes on the same characteristics, the same identity as the punishment for kidnapping. And hence, the Gemara's logical statement, if A then B, is totally true. If the punishment for kidnapping is Malkus, then and only then can the Edim Zoymimin be Chayiv Malkus. But if the punishment for kidnapping is nothing without a mechira following, then the punishment for Edim being made that the defendant kidnapped is also nothing. Because the punishment for Leisane is the same as the punishment for the Aveira that they wanted to convict the defendant of. If there's no conviction for kidnapping without a subsequent crime, there can be no conviction for loisane, for saying false eidos, and accusing a person of kidnapping. Because loisane takes on the identity of the isser of loitignoiv, of not kidnapping, not stealing a soul. This is the shita of the Baal Amar, that vasisim loikasher zamam lasis la'achiv, teaches us that the isser, the lav of loisane, can be punished with a much wider array of punishments than most lavin, but conversely can have a more lenient punishment than most lavin if the crime that the Edom came to convict the defendant of was not a Malkus-worthy crime. The Ramban argues on the Baal Amar. The Ramban says this is not the way to understand the relationship between Loisane and Vasisim Loi. There's really two separate punishments for Edom Zoymimin. Sometimes they're punished because of Loisane, and sometimes they're punished because of Vasisim Loi. But Vasisim Loi Kasher Zamam Lasis La'achiv does not at all change the identity of Leisane, and nor does it change the identity of Leisane's punishment. If Edom Zoymimin get punished with a punishment other than Malkus, it's because of Vasisim Loi. It's not because Leisane changes. And therefore, the Ramban is compelled to explain the Gemara's if A then B in a different manner. The Ramban basically says that mimonifshach, if eidos about kidnapping is considered part and parcel of eidos on selling, meaning if it's aschalto of mechira, then it's nitan lazharas misas beistin. And one of two things should happen. Either we'll treat it as a chatzi davar, because it has no punishment in and of itself, in which case the whole eidos is thrown out of court, and they're not edim zoymimin. They weren't made eidos sheker against the other guy. They were made nothing against the other guy. They were made a chatzi davar, which the court never accepted. You can't punish edim for saying a false chatzi davar against something else, somebody else. You can only punish them for saying a false davar shalim, for saying something that potentially, had it not been caught, could have convicted the other guy. A chatzi davar can't convict the other guy, so therefore the edim zomimin can't be punished for it. Right? Or, if you'll tell me that it's considered the aschalto, right, of the mechira, so then it's nitan lazharas misas beistin. So nachamol, if these first edim were not coming to convict the other guy of Malkus, and they themselves can't get Malkus because what they were coming to convict him for was something which can ultimately be mechayiv them misa. So their own iser is one which could ultimately lead to misa spasin, and any iser which can lead to misa spasin doesn't get Malkus. And if you'll tell me that this is something which can be mechayiv them Malkus, so then, which could be Mechayev, the other guy that defended Malkus, so then, and only then, does it make sense that the Edom also can get Malkus. So for the Ramban, the Gemara's Kasha has nothing to do with Leisane. It has only to do with Vasisim Leikasher Zamam Lasais La'achiv. And the Gemara is simply saying that Mimonavshach, either they weren't Mechayev him anything, and if they were Mechayev him something, then their Isser is one which could lead them, the Edom, to be Chayiv Misas Beistin, and therefore it cannot lead them, the Edom, to be Chayiv Malkus. And for more on Leisane, and when it does not get Malkus, we have to wait for Makos in the first parak.